Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. So good to have you with me once again. And for this day, our Wednesday makeup for Saturday review. Amen. I wasn't able to be with you on Saturday, so we're making up for that day on today. Asking even that you bear with me a little bit today because we are having a little bit of some technical difficulties. We have a storm going on out there, but I did not want to continue to delay. So we're coming today, amen. We'll get as far as we're allowed to go. We're going to give glory and honor to the Lord in the midst of it all, and I believe he will allow us to finish up today. So just to let you know, I am moving ahead some with the strategies, so I will come back with the strategies we're missing. We're starting today with spiritual warfare strategy number 76. So we're starting with 76, and I know that'll put, if you're taking notes, that'll put your notes kind of out of order, but if you start with a different sheet of paper, just in case you were putting your notes on the same sheet, start with a different sheet on today, amen, and you'll be able to add those others back in. All right, God bless. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all the glory and all the praise and all of the honor. Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand even now, recognizing, Lord, that every beat of our heart, every synapse of our brains, every movement of our joints is because of you. It is because of your glory. It's because of your compassion toward each and every one of us. So we humble ourselves, recognizing the gifts, the talents, the abilities, the anointings, Lord, every success that you have given, Lord God, it has been yours. It is because of you. And the gifts you've given us have been for kingdom purpose, not just for us to get along well in the world, but so that your kingdom be promoted. So, Father, even change our minds on today, Lord God, as to how we use those things. Change our minds, Father, that we might seek your face and know what the purpose is for the things that you've given us, so that we will use them adequately, so that we will use them rightly, so that we will honor you in all that we say and all that we do. Father, we humble ourselves once again, even asking, Lord, that you forgive us our sins of commission and omission. Wash us even right now, Lord God, of those wicked bents, Lord, that we may have existed in. Father, cleanse our minds, cleanse our souls, cleanse our bodies even now. Lord, renew those parts within us that remain unrenewed, Lord, those things that have been unresolved. Father, we lay them at the altar even right now, Lord God, for your cleansing and for your deliverance. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, Lord, deliver us in this hour, Lord. Move in our minds even now, Lord God, against every wicked bent, Lord, that's come against our mind. Lord, every hormone levels, Lord God, that may be depleted, causing our thinking, Lord God, to be off kilter. Father, replenish and restore in this hour. Oh, Lord God, that we might be at optimal functioning. Lord, we're asking, Lord God, that you bring forth homeostasis, that you bring forth equilibrium in our minds, in our bodies, and in our spirits, even in this hour. Lord, that we might be servants after the heart of God. Lord, we have a desire, Lord, to be your servant and be that you have called us to be and be even as David was, Lord, a servant after your heart. Yep, that's the one. Hallelujah, that's the prayer, Lord, that we be servants to your heart. Oh, Lord, so we bow ourselves before you. Lord God, that you might process us out, process us through. Lord, deliver us from every evil. Father, we come out of agreement with every wickedness. We come out of agreement with every principality. We come out of agreement with the kingdom of darkness. We come out of agreement, Lord God, with every spirit, every evil, every wickedness in high places, every ruler of darkness. We come out of agreement with the dark. Lord, you called us forth to be children of the day, children of the light. Lord God, and we renounce the night. We renounce the darkness. We reject it. Oh, God, oh, Lord, and we cling, Lord God, to your light even right now. Oh, God, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name, Lord God, as we go forth, as we go through, as we go on. We bless your name, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that you heal us and process us. We bless your name, oh, God. Oh, God, as you make us, Lord God.
that you called us to be from the very beginning, even before our parents knew that we would be. You called us, oh Lord God, to glorify your name. You called us into a destiny that is uniquely ours, Lord God. And we decree and declare even in this hour that we shall fulfill our assignment. We shall do all that you have called us into the earth to do. Our destiny shall be fulfilled and our obedience shall be completed in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Oh my God. Amen, amen, and amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. He alone is God. He alone is worthy. And all of the glory, all of the glory, all of the praise and all of the honor is his and his alone. Glory to God. We honor him. Amen. As we go forth today, amen, we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. We're on spiritual warfare strategy number 76. Oh, boy, and there went my light. All right, we got a little bit of light left here. Okay, spiritual warfare strategy number 76, remind God of his promises. The enemy has a threefold mission: to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he always attempts to steal the promises of God from us, whether it is a prophetic word that's been spoken or a promise written in scripture. Rehearse those words back to God, amen, and decree them over your life. Isaiah 43 and 26 lets us know that it's okay to bring God back in remembrance of his words. Glory to God. It is okay, amen, to remind God of the things that he's spoken of over us, amen. It actually gives us comfort, amen, and that's what happens when we do that. Look at Psalms 119, verses 49 and 50. It says, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Glory to God. Look what Hebrews 4 and 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, amen, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of our need. Glory to God. It's okay to remind the Lord, amen, of the promises, amen. It's okay to remind the Lord of the prophecies, amen, that have gone up about your life, amen, and about your destiny, amen. I'm also reminded of the parable of the unjust judge, amen. We know the God that we serve, amen, he does not tire of hearing our petition. Glory to God. That is spiritual warfare strategy number 76. Remind God of his promises. Excuse me. Spiritual warfare strategy number 77. Be confident God is on your side. One of David's strongest and best advantages in every battle that he encountered was his confidence that God was with him and on his side. I believe I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, he said in Psalm 27 and 13. In many of the Psalms, we see his faith under pressure as he describes his fear, his frustration, and his sorrows. But we also see, we always see him returning, amen, to reliance on God and the blessing of the Lord over his life. Amen. David was a worshiper. He always came back to his center. Amen. We sing that song that Jesus is the center of my joy. Glory to God. He always came back to his center, where, and his center is what grounded him. So we know it is the Spirit of the Lord that grounds us. And as long as we always return to our center, no matter what is going on around us, amen, though Satan may bring chaos, amen, to the world all around us, as long as we center ourselves in the Lord, amen, he cannot fail. Hallelujah. Scripture says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. He is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Amen. The Lord makes intercession for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can stand against the power and the presence of the Almighty God? We should meditate on that passage in Romans 31 through 39 until we are fully and utterly convinced that God is fighting for us. Amen. I am convinced that neither tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword can separate me from the love of God. I am convinced God is on my side. Spiritual warfare strategy number 77. Be confident. God is on your side. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 78. War from a position of victory. Ephesians 1:19 through 23, it lets us know that this is our position in Jesus, our Messiah, in Yeshua HaMashiach. All things are under his feet, and we are one with him. He is victorious. He is the victory. Amen. The victory is in us through him and by him. This is our position. The victory is in us through him and by him. And this is our position because the Spirit of the Lord is in us. Thus we are victorious. Ephesians 2 and 6 further states it here. Amen. It further states the same. Glory to God. Take a look at it. Also, you can see it in Colossians 2:15. I actually was looking that up in the Amplified, but take a look at it yourself. We still have to fight. Glory to God. We still have to fight, but we war from a position of victory. Amen. 2 Corinthians 2:14 lets us know he leads us to triumph. Spiritual warfare strategy number, war from a position of victory. Spiritual warfare strategy number 79, break any and all vows with the enemy. Amen. When you hear me pray from time to time, I will come out of agreement, amen, with even words that I've said. Amen. And let's go on and look at this. Break that strategy again, number 79, break any and all vows with the enemy. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's. For it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is his city, it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by the head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, and nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than that cometh of evil. This is a self-examination time. Have we made hasty vows? I'm never gonna, or you will never hurt me again. It's important to break off those impetuous speeches we made when we were feeling hurt, rejected, abandoned, or cast aside. Reject every word and God to cleanse us from all this unrighteousness. None of us should be making any kind of hasty vows whatsoever. Amen. The scripture lets us know, amen, about that. And I'm going to give you scripture to follow up so you can take a look. Amen. And close the doors as we do that, as we come out of agreement with those things that we had spoken, as we break it off of us and come out of agreement. Amen. As we renounce them and denounce them, we need to close the doors and portals that were opened to the enemy through those vows. This is to be done as part of repentance. So first we must repent. And remember, I've told you in previous lessons that repentance is always the key. We always start with repentance. Even when we're coming into these lessons on warfare, you probably have noticed that I always repent first. Amen. Because I don't know what things that I may have done, nor do I know what things that you may have done. So I want to change the atmosphere. Amen. So that it's one that the Spirit of the Lord can move without hindrance. Glory to God. And we don't want to give any glory to the enemy whatsoever. So we are closing doors, amen, to his influence, amen. And we're closing doors that we may have inadvertently opened. Sometimes we do those things without realizing we've done it. Sometimes our ancestors have done it. So those are all doors that we have to close and come out of agreement with those sins, and we have to renounce and denounce those things, close every opening that was opened, and then we have to break covenant with those things, amen, as we come, and then we can call it out from among us that and ask the Spirit of the Lord to cleanse us, amen, from all the unrighteousness that it caused. Glory to God. Amen. We don't want any openings remaining to the enemy. So ask the Holy Ghost to show you any areas of vulnerability. Also take a look at these scriptures about vows, Deuteronomy 23 and 21, and also Ecclesiastes 5 verses 1 through 6. Spiritual warfare strategy number 79 is break any and all vows with the enemy. Spiritual warfare strategy number 80. Pray for those who persecute you. And I know this is difficult for many, amen, because we like to hold on for things for some reason and not realizing that those people that hurt you, they've gone on with their life and you are the one that is in bondage. So you're actually breaking yourself out of bondage, amen, as you pray for those that persecute you, amen, and as you forgive them. Glory to God. Matthew 5, 44 through 45. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that arise, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just, glory to God, and on the unjust. That word persecute is the word dioko, and it means to pursue in a hostile manner, to harass or to trouble or molest. These are those who purposely abuse. They are those that are so ensnared by Satan that in their own pain or out of their own pain, they inflict pain on others. What does it look like to pray for those who persecute you? Amen. I'm numbering these. Number one, it looks like forgiveness. We ask the Lord to forgive them and heal their hearts, just as Stephen did as he was being pummeled with stones for speaking the truth of Yeshua. He asked that his persecutors not be charged with their sin. See Acts 7, 54 through 60. And then it also means that you have to forgive them. We have to forgive them. And then we ask God, amen, to change their hearts and to heal their hearts. And Jesus also, he gave us life. He gave his life for us. Amen. That's another reason that we have to forgive. We have to forgive. It's not actually for our persecutors. It's for us. Amen. And as we allow the Lord to purge us and to forgive us, and as we give the forgiveness, glory to God, to others, amen, others will change as well. Amen. But I had a note here talking about the Lord Yeshua, how he gave his life, and also he forgave those who accused him and those who even pounded the nails into his flesh. And those, he asked the Lord, amen, in Luke 23 and 34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I know that's true. They didn't recognize who he was, nor did they understand the consequences of their actions. But the Lord himself, amen, he is truly a mediator, glory to God, because he was mediating between them and the Father, even there on the cross, asking the Lord to forgive them and not count their sin to their charge. Glory to God. So what does it look like to pray for those who persecute you? Number two, it looks like the prayer that Paul prayed over the Ephesians. Father, in the name of Jesus, give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation that their eyes be enlightened to the knowledge of you. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. So what does it look like to pray for those who persecute you? Number three, it looks like asking the Father in the name of Jesus to root and ground them in love, because love is patient, love is kind, love is not self-seeking. See 1 Corinthians 13, God is love. 1 John 4 and 16, being rooted and grounded in the love of God, they may be able with all the saints to know what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and that they may, and that they love, I'm sorry, and that they be able to love with the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that they be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3, 17 and 19. So what does it look like to pray for those who persecute you? And I know I keep repeating that because I want to keep giving you these answers. Number four, it looks like blessing them in the city and in the field, binding every spirit that has held them captive and loosing the liberty that comes through salvation in Christ Jesus and peace with the Father. Spiritual warfare strategy number 80, pray for those who persecute you. Spiritual warfare strategy number 81, ask the Lord if this is your battle to fight. So many times we go into battle, amen, and we don't even ask the Lord before we go into fight mode, amen. And it may not be our battle to fight at all. The Lord may want us to be still. He might want us to go and fight, but he may have us go from a strategic point, a strategic vantage point, or he may delay the time that we are to go into fight. We have to get instructions from the Lord, amen, and that includes a battle plan. So if you don't have a battle plan from the Lord, you probably shouldn't be in the battle. But in any case, amen, we should always ask the Lord, amen, be a David, amen. I love to use him as an example, amen. And let me just tell you how I have it here in my notes. Every intercessor, every warrior in the kingdom should ask the same question David asked prior to a battle. Shall I go up with the enemy? Shall I go up? 2 Samuel 3 and 19, we inquire of the Lord. And then scripture tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. So, Lord, there's conflict before me. Here's a battle before me. The enemy is coming against me. Lord, how would you have me to stand? Shall I go up? And the Lord will, and wait for the instruction of the Lord. Amen. Even as David did, we inquire of the Lord. Amen. We inquire of the Lord. Not every battle is ours to fight. It could very well be that the Lord has assigned another to that battle or to this battle, and he's telling us to be still. I got this. I want to show you something. I need you to see something in the midst of this. Be still and wait. Amen. Be still and know that I am God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 81. Ask the Lord if this is your battle to fight. Glory to God. That's the end of this particular lesson. Amen. I know it was rather short, but I didn't want to delay, amen, bringing this forth, because I will be getting things back in order for Saturdays, and we will have our Saturday review on Saturday. Glory to God. Amen. And we will definitely pray beforehand. So be ready. Amen. Have your instruments ready, whether you use your phone or your computer, your PC or your iPad, amen, whichever one, let's just be ready to pray. Glory to God, amen. Have the area that you're going to pray in ready, amen. Create an atmosphere, glory to God, for prayer and for intercession. Create an atmosphere for your learning that is conducive to your learning, amen. We find that when the atmosphere, amen, has been set, glory to God, we can go through without any hindrance. And then when the atmosphere has not been set, we struggle a lot more to understand. We struggle a lot more to hear the voice of the Lord. But when we come before him with worship, amen, everything should start with worship. Even before you get out of your bed in the morning, amen, begin with worship and giving glory and honor to the God of your salvation, the God of truth, the God of life, Yahweh, the creator of all things. Begin by giving him worship and adoring the Lord, because he is worthy. Even before you put your feet on the floor, worship
ought to be going forth. Glory to God. I have found lately that the Lord has been waking me up around 2:30, 3 o'clock, somewhere in there, and I just worship. And I'm finished worshiping, and then I go right back to sleep. And then I wake up again about 5 o'clock for prayer. I just give the Lord glory and praise. Amen. For that, even for that just time, that time of worship in his presence before anybody is up, before I hear any rustling of the neighbors, because I actually live in an apartment building. Amen. But before I can even hear any rustling of neighbors moving around or any of that, amen, I am worshiping the Lord. God gives me that space and that time. But I also believe that it's a strategic time, amen, because we know the enemy moves in the night. Glory to God. So the Lord has me worshiping during the strategic hours, during the night. Glory to God. Amen. And I don't know what all God is doing. I just know that I am enjoying my Lord, that I'm giving him glory and giving him praise. Amen. And I suggest that you do too. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Until next time, amen.